Muli bonje, muli bonje.
Lord of House.
Ninaendo kula miji. Okay.
Vaonete comeno, vaonete comeno. Smile and wave. It's lights, camera, action. Mwine fili mundine, I'm the icon. Nibazira kuhone kafuleshi, allergic to messy. Motoka nimbama, nobody touch me. But even in the liquor, had a conviction. Planted by the maker, saying you faker. There's only one truth you can use to navigate your way and produce fruit. Content with accents arising and pleasing these human eyes when their hearts are so full of lies and don't value what is inside. Zelunimu pakeji.
Zelunimu
pakeji. Upakan zelunimu pakeji.
Zelunimu pakeji.
But show me what's in your heart.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio Perspective. My name is Matilda Mwava-Lucas. Nathan is off today. Welcome to our special program. And I'd like to invite my colleague here to say good morning, so I'm not speaking to myself. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Miss Lucas. How is Florida?
You know, the weather in Florida apparently is the same as in Missouri, as in Georgia. So I don't think I can brag that it's always sunny in Florida. But Florida is good. How are you in Okotoks, Canada?
Okotoks is doing very fine. We've been having double-digit temperatures, although it's going to snow, I hear, on Sunday. But snow can come all at once. It's mm-hmm. springtime now. So the sun will be there to protect us.
Are we talking double digits, like 10 degrees?
Yes. Your 10 degrees will be like, our 10 degrees here in America will be like 60, 70 degrees.
Okay. That's how you feel. It's 10 degrees, but it feels like 60 degrees, right?
No, I'm saying our 10 degrees Celsius is, I think, the same as 60. In Fahrenheit. Because you guys have forgotten how to use the centigrade.
Wow.
So we have to translate it to Fahrenheit.
Mm. Yes, indeed. So, Roger, thank you so much for joining me today. Going to be celebrating our 10th year this year, and we have so much to reflect on, so much to look at. I know as we draw closer, we'll be doing special programs where we might have a rerun or we might touch a subject. But for today, I thought we could just reminisce, you know, sit down around this table and remember this and that. But at the same time, we can still look at current affairs, seeing what's going on in the world today, because a lot has happened from the last time we aired until today. Quite a bit has happened.
That is correct. That is 100% correct.
I believe this is Mr. Charlie who has called in, but let me be for sure and say good morning to him. Alan, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody?
We are well. I hope you are on the northern side, on the North American side, and not on the South American side, as you called in today.
No, North American side. I'm at home today.
You are constantly moving between Central and South America. Like, okay.
I know, right?
Next, you'll be speaking to us in Spanish and Portuguese. We will have to be careful, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So,
no, that's why it's time I go home a little bit at least.
So, just to give an update for those who have been listening or who are familiar with the Zambia Block Talk Radio team, even for those who are behind the scenes. We have a regular contributor, Mr. Daniel Chidewe, who has been unwell since January. Well, I should correct that because I should say now that he's on the mend. He successfully had a surgery that was successful, and we are hearing nothing but praise reports, great responses that he's doing so much better. His recovery seems accelerated, and we are so grateful. So thank you for all those who are all our well wishers who are listening in online or listening in by phone. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for pledges that have been made to help with medical expenses and other things. And, okay. So for today, you have to excuse my voice. I'm also trying to recover from this cold or cough. But we'll move on, right, Roger? The show must go on. Bella, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So, Bella, we are just about to start looking at our reflection for the past 10 years since Zambia Block Talk Radio had started, and we have the original founder, Mr. Roger. Even though he doesn't know that he's being interviewed, he will give us a lot of insight. And we'll also look at what we are planning for this year. I know we have great plans scheduled for our 10th anniversary. And Bella, you're very instrumental with this, so we'll get to hear from you. Roger, let me ask you, what made you, Nathan, Titus, and I'm sure there were a few others who were with you back then, what made you just start to say, let's start a radio, let's get on the radio?
It is a loaded question, if you were to ask me the way we started. Part of our history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go on. I was going to narrow it down if there was a special need that said, we can't keep this any longer, we just have to go on. But go ahead.
That's correct. So back in the day, when I first moved to Canada, actually, we were in touch with our friends in New Jersey, James Mwape. He had a radio, which we started with. But then need came for us to have a much bigger tent. And so that is how we collaborated with others, how we could grow from this one tent we started with to a much bigger one. A group of five was instituted, myself, Nathan, Titus, a good friend of ours in Atlanta. I don't know, Bella, if you know the man. I've forgotten his name. And another man from, it's been a long time, and I'm getting old. It's been 10 years ago. Don't forget that. Based on another good friend of ours, based on.
Just listen to the radio show.
Yeah, so for the first 1-2 years, we struggled along how it should go, who should present. Yeah, but
about their history.
Go ahead.
Bella, are you speaking or to us or not? I think we can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No,
okay.
Let me put myself on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, not a problem.
Yeah, so that
go
is how we had. And since then, 10 years now has passed, and here we are.
Wow, that's amazing. That's truly amazing that Zambia Block Talk Radio has lasted that long. And it wasn't something that had high energy in the beginning and then just flattens out, you know, no life, nothing else. The commitment and the dedication from everybody who started it back then and who continued it on until now is just phenomenal. I'm sure there were there were all kinds of challenges. We've evolved with technology. At the time that I joined Zambia Block Talk Radio, we were calling our guests using calling cards. Sometimes we'll try to use Skype. Roger, just try to think back. What were some of the technical challenges that you had back then in connecting a guest from Zambia?
Several, Ms. Lucas. Several. I remember technology. I would say Block Talk Radio in 2009 was just about 1 year old. So some of us who were signing up were like the pioneers to the radio. So mm-hmm. 1 week like this, you have radio. The second week, the technology will not work. You have to find mm-hmm. other means of connecting people. That has been a challenge. To this date, I think dealing with guests from Zambia sometimes can be a very big challenge, especially when we started. Mm-hmm. We were going after high-profile ministers, officials in government. You have one agreement on Friday. Come Saturday, they'll tell you they are watching a football match. They can't be on radio.
I remember when I started on Book Talk Radio, and you would give me guidance, you know, but you would give me a warning without really telling me what the warning is. You say, oh, you have a high-profile person. Yes. Are you sure they've confirmed? Yes. Oh, okay. And you leave it at that. You call them. You call them on Friday. We're having the program. Yes, yes, yes. We're having the program. Saturday, you call them. The radio program is live. Then they'll say, "Ah, I'm at a football match. How long is this program supposed to be?"
Oh, I'm attending
and
a kitchen party.
Oh,
you didn't know yesterday when we tried to. You couldn't. But those has been, and we've grown over them. Because what used to happen was you prepare for the discussion, you arrange everything, and then the guest says, no, I'm not available. Then you are thrown off off balance. But over time, it's like now we are prepared for the two scenarios to occur. If the guest is not available, you easily go into overdrive. You bring something.
Absolutely.
And there is so much to talk about anyway. Mm-hmm. Probably this is why you see Open Forum. That's why I went to Open Forum, which depends entirely on the guests, those who have called in on that particular day. And because they are there,
mm-hmm.
so I have to have a good discussion with them. Otherwise, depending on a guest from Zambia was and still quite a headache. It can be a headache. Yeah.
Dr. Munsanje, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I was on mute.
You know,
yeah.
For those who don't know this, Dr. Munsanje and Mr. Roger are the ones who recruited me to come to Zambia Block Talk Radio. The two of them did like it was a game of tennis. This one calls me, this one calls me. And between the two of them, they said, you just have to join the program. Do you remember that, Dr. Munsanje?
Yeah, I remember very well. And you were very kind of difficult to that. Here you are. 10 years later, we can celebrate that we have been together. And I just recently became a relative for Matilda. So she no longer say no to whatever I ask for her to do.
I cannot say we are now cousins by marriage. So Dr. Munsanje and I are officially related, and this is not a kinship, the one that would say in Bemba Tifiak Chikondo, like a very distant relationship. This is a close one. So we are related now. He's my cousin-in-law, if there's such a thing. Yes.
Yeah, but talking about Zambia
Block
Talk Radio, we have
yes.
come a long way. We have done a lot of things. In fact, a lot of projects, Zambian projects, have been initiated from this radio. We have done a lot of support. Well, the thing that stands out for me, I mean, there are many things that we do, but one thing is going to stand out, was when Zambia Block Talk Radio organized at a time when the one Zambian woman gave birth for the first time to 5 children at once.
Mm-hmm. At one I remember death. That.
I mean, that was a quintuplets. And what did we mm-hmm. do? We said, no, we are in the diaspora. Let us show up. And a lot of you made donations, which we sent to Zambia. I think it was around $2,000. I don't remember the amount, but that money was handed to the now Vice President, Inonge Wina. You know, those are some of the small things that we in their diaspora can do, and the Zambia Block Talk Radio was instrumental for the family. I keep in touch with the family from time to time. Yes, they lost one of those children, but that is okay. Mm-hmm. The children are doing very well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you for keeping in touch with them, Dr. Munsanje. I'm sorry to hear that one of them is no longer with us. That's sad to hear. At the same token, it's good that you have kept up with them. I do remember that
yes.
story, because we gave the lady some sound financial advice. We introduced her to a bank, and I think her husband was working out of Zambia, within Africa, but outside the country. So we
yeah,
said, you
in,
know...
In Namibia, his name is
Tetsi
Mulenga.
Oh, I was going to say Tanzania.
now he works in Namibia.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Titus, good morning. Welcome. We're just reflecting here as we're beginning to prepare ourselves for this 10th anniversary. You are one of the founders and pioneers of Zambia Block Talk Radio. Anything that you want to reflect on, you know, we're trying to go back to year one. So if you can think back there.
Good morning, everybody. The thing that stands out for me, what Dr. Musanje said stands out, but I'll always remember Katson Kawe, a student in Russia, studying and had an issue, needed bypass surgery, tubes came from the States. What was amazing to me was the support system of the students, who some of them gave all the allowances they had to help a friend. I would like to report that Katson Kawe is now a medical doctor heading about two districts in Zambia. And to me, that's what stands out. And I saw a lot of Zambians help out across the world for that matter. I know sometimes we complain about Zambians not chipping in, but that one, I give credit to all the Zambians. There's a lot of other things that come up that we have seen Zambians really chip in and do stuff. You can really remember that One Zambia, One Nation motto at play. So that's what stands out for me.
Yeah, it's, you know, as you're saying that, and I hope Bella is still on the line, we've been trying to think of our branding, you know, what is ZBTR's brand? And so far with Dr. Munsanje's reflection and what Titus is saying, I think behind our brand, we have this need to help. We're giving back, as they would say, corporate social responsibility. We seem to have that. When we hear of something going on, and if we feel like, you know what, we're in a better position to help, let's put our monies together and reach back out. I think we've been able to demonstrate that in the last 10 years. But let me get Pianki's view. As long as I have been on the radio, Pianki has been a listener. In fact, even longer, because I found him. Pianki, welcome to the radio. Good morning.
It's Tonga. Piangi is Tonga.
Yes, good morning. It's been a long and rocky road for the little Tonga man over the last 10 years.
Thank you for the dedication you kept on this rocky road. You did not give up on that.
But no, I really, I know I once was told a person, they made comment about me that I care a lot about Zambia. And I say it's not that I do. The question is why do I care about Zambia? So that continues today. But no, I have met a lot of friends, heard a lot of ideas, and you know, I appreciate what people are talking about. And my friend Roger up there in the cold land, I have sympathy for him because that cold will affect your thinking sometime. But no, I really appreciate what you guys are trying to do, guys and gals, that is. But we're going to continue, and we'll get there. That's it.
We thank you. We thank you so much, Pianki. You know, you always put the different perception, and you always push us. You know, you say, but why are Zambians not doing this? Or why are Zambians doing this? Doing or not doing, whatever it is, you make us think. You contribute. And sometimes your contribution is so much, I would say, high level compared to fellow Zambians who are like, oh, how come he knows that and I don't know that? So I'm, you know, speaking as a Zambian, speaking as a host standing for this program, I thank you for your dedication. You do follow up with Zambian news, and you keep up with us, no matter how much Roger, whatever he says, you will match him. And I think Roger appreciates that. Am I correct, Roger?
Oh, 100%. He just started the weather problem here. Did you hear what he started with? Everything is nice and warm here. He wants to bring it back to winter. We are in spring right now.
That's okay. That's okay. So for those who are calling in and listening, we are reflecting back the past 10 years. This is not the first and last time we're going to do this. We will continue to do that. We are preparing for a gala that is going to be in Dallas in September. And for those who are hearing about this for the first time, I would, I thought Bella was on the line. I would have asked him to share that information. But I would encourage you to purchase your tickets or start looking for hotel accommodation and airline tickets to join us in September. And this is September 13th and 14th. Am I right, Roger?
That's correct.
Yes. So this will be in Dallas, Texas. We are celebrating 10 years. There's a lot that we're doing. You don't hear of Zambia Block Talk Radio having an event here and there and that. Anyhow, this is something big. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to our listeners. And one of our goals this year has been to say, okay, we've been talking on the radio, but what are we doing to make changes? And I believe for the next 10 years, those are some of the goals that we'll be looking at, or some of the objectives that we have, what we're going to do. We're not just here to talk. As Dr. Munsanje has said and Titus has said, when we hear of a need, we're quick to respond or to offer solutions. But Alan, do you want to weigh in? I know you've also been calling in on and off, but consistently over the years in the program on the Zambia Block Talk Radio. Anything that you'd like to add on in reflection?
First of all, I think my first comment would be, at the end of the day, the ultimate important role that Zambia Block Talk Radio plays is in bringing up a forum. It may not be everybody, it may not be the majority, but for the most part, it provokes some of us to sit back and really say, okay, after all those rules I've expressed, after all the talking I've done, what am I really doing? What can I do as an individual? Personally, I think it's Bianchi or Dr. Patrick, I'm not sure who always would say, for every time you say negative to the country, find something positive to say. which is an area where at least sometimes it feels like we are failing too. But it does. And for me personally, it translated to me, I remember 3 or 4 years ago, accepting to go on a radio program here in the Tampa Bay area and just talk about investments, business in Africa and Zambia particularly, you know. And this came on the backdrop of some one of the discussions that we have here. And then I happened to meet an African American, and I, you know, my expression to him was, you know, you can talk about business when you go to the Caribbean and everything. You see, that's why Africans don't really want to deal with you guys, because as far as we're concerned, you are entertainment and sports. If there's a Caucasian here and you are an African American, the Caucasian guy may be flipping burgers and my burgers. You own a multi-million-dollar company. They still want to do business with them. More likely to go to the Caucasian, because we know that they do business. You guys don't even come to, you know, don't do business that much. So from there, you know, we pressed things that we're trying to do in Zambia, and then on the radio, I've been back like 3 times and getting people together and doing certain things that we were trying to do. So, you know, I say all that to say that the talking is not in vain. You know, we shouldn't look at it like it's a minor part or the least important aspect of Never Talk to Crude. I think that should continue doing what it's been, being a place where we are provoked to want to take action, to change how we look at our nation, to really think critically and say, how do I contribute? How could our nation really be better? You know, one of the things that were a little bit challenging in the beginning for me, there were times when I felt like maybe opposing views to the popular program were not too well received. You know, it appeared like if there's 10 people on the call, if 6 people say this is bad, the other 4 were not really, you know, given much of a chance. But that was something that I think for me, when I look back, out of our being Zambian, and they always discuss politics, you never really talked too much about it in Zambia with somebody with opposing views. You know, so Block Talk Radio has helped shape some of us to be able to sit down with somebody who's really got opposing views in politics and really be able to express yourself and hear them out. And, you know, and at the end of the day, still say we are still brothers. We, you know, we have differences on this issue, but we still all have the same interest. We're all trying to see how to get our country to be better, or how to be better as people who may come from different views. So those are some of the things that I think that are important with what General Block Talk Radio has been doing. You know, and at one time I thought, you know what, forget this. These guys are just, you know, they want to hear themselves and they want everybody else to know what they're saying. Then I said, well, that's not the solution. Stay in there and put your contributions across. And so that's been helpful personally, and I think as a whole, it's been very thought-provoking, and there's a lot that's happened. The ripple effects, we may not know too much about them, but they are there.
Well, you know, Alan, you've said quite a lot right there. It's very true. Sometimes we will look at something, we're willing to help in another country, but we weren't willing to help in Zambia. And what you said, some of the remarks or feedback that you got, you were challenged to say, well, Africans don't excel because they're not doing that. They, you know, they look at another race and say that is better. So we've had to have a change of thought, a change of our thinking pattern to say, you know what, we can improve. There's actually more good than bad, as we sometimes people in the public will say. And also something that made me smile, sometimes here on Zambia Block Talk Radio, especially on Roger's show, it gets heated. It gets so heated when it comes to politics. I mean, you would think you are talking about somebody's mama. The conversations are very passionate. People take them to heart, but it's no love lost. People will seem angry or will seem upset over a topic, but they'll call back in and still contribute. In the past, we've also had to learn with having a balance. It's true. Sometimes it may feel one-sided, and I've heard it in the past, well, you guys sound like you are PF people. Another time, you guys sound like you are UPND people. Or you guys sound like Republicans. You sound like Democrats. So that just shows you to say that we are diverse, you know, in our thinking, thought process. But Noel, I see that you have called in and indicated you wanted to say something. Your mic is open.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
I do have a comment on the 10 year of this program. I cannot really how many years it has been for me. I'm not sure if it's exactly 10 years. I'm not sure if I'm even close to that, but I know I've been on the radio, you know, on the radio for a while. And one thing, of the many things that I appreciate the program for, one very, very important thing for me is the association I have made with people here. I know people say you're not friends with somebody until you meet them or talk to them. And of this group, the only person I knew before was Titus. I know Titus and his family. Everybody else, I never knew them. I got to know them on the radio. And I do appreciate the fact that we have developed this kind of friendship. You know, being so far away from home, every friend that I try to meet from home, to me it's a big deal. You know, and we have come such a long, long way. I remember the first interaction me and my brother from another mother, Kelvin, had was not a good one on this radio, if some of you remember. You know, we went at it because of politics, but we have come a long way. Look at us now. We're even thinking about when we go to Dallas, we're going to share the same room so we can really, really get to know each other. So I've really appreciated the friendships that I have developed with people in this neighborhood. My son just got a job in somewhere in Zambezi. And already I'm thinking, well, if something happens there and he gets in trouble, maybe Roger might know somebody in that part of the country.
Oh, that's my province. I control that.
So little things like that. And then I know Mr. Pianki always says that he's a Tonga man. So I just want to urge him that maybe he might want to get on the side with me since I'm also Tonga. Maybe he might want to start learning the language just like Dr. Patrick is speaking a little Bemba. Maybe Mr. Pianki also might want to learn one or two words, you know, because he's a Tonga man just like me.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Pianki, you've been an honorary Tonga man for a long time, but I don't think I've heard this invitation or an extension reached out to you to say, I'll teach you the language. Have you had this offer before?
No, really, I have not. We've been too engaged with other things.
It took 10 years. I think you've earned the stripes. In Zambia, our history is known. It said that the Tongas are the original Zambians. So I think you've earned your stripes, Tianki. 10 years on ZBTR. I guess you are a Tonga man. Noah will give you some lessons on the side.
Yes, sir.
Well, a few words that I have put out there that we should take very seriously, whether you're Tonga, Bemba, or whoever. And they are simple, and Roger has heard them before. Just do it.
Just do it. That's true. Just jump in and do it. Regardless of who will support you or not, just do it. If it's on your heart, do it. Mr. Ntimpa, one of Zambia Block Talk Radio's founders, and I believe the founder. Well, you were there in the beginning. Welcome to the show. We are just reflecting back and also looking forward to the event. Any comments that you have?
Yes, I have a correction. I've known Noel for well over 18 years. Noel, am I lying?
Yes. Yes, Cletus, you are right.
In person, right?
Yes, in person. Yes.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. So, thank you.
He just has to do this. He just has to do it.
Yeah. Of course. That's it, Timpa.
I'm very obsessed with facts. And always on radio when somebody said that they, some people get angry in Timpa, why you do this? I really like facts to come out. And I correct Roger, I correct my good friend Nathan, I correct Matilda. Some people get angry, my big brother, Dr. Kalonde. What I would say is, you know, we have been there from the beginning. You know, we sometimes just forget how much our friends Roger, Matilda, and Nathan, and Titus put in. You know, these people put in their time away from their families. They put in their money. You know, they put in their energies and their intelligence and all the skills. And we can't thank you guys more. And we just want this to be, you know, go on forever, and then we find the way that, you know, we can be raising money, and, you know, I don't know what other words that I can use to thank you. And the other thing I would say is this radio is very educative, you know, and it's something that people should back home, should emulate. You know, I know some people do listen, because sometimes we could have a conversation and my relatives would call me from Zambia, oh, why did you sound like that? Oh, why do you people in the diaspora think like this? And, you know, so I'm like, oh, these people really pay attention. And some of them are from the government, you know, big people be like, well, you know, why did you sound like you don't like the president? You know, why didn't you defend it this way? You know, I'm like, you know what? We all try to be at the center, and that the love of our country is the nucleus. And the other thing is, I don't know if I should say this, but I've met maybe 90% of the people on the forum in person, except for Roger and Pianki. Well, Pianki doesn't travel much.
Well, we hope to see him
in September. You see me in September.
We have to send him a ticket, you know.
Okay, I like that even better.
So, you know, meeting somebody in person adds some value. I've met Dr. Kalonde, I've met Nathan, I've met Matilda, I've met Kelvin, I've met Noel, I've met Titus, I've met Dr. Musanje, and who else is there? Yeah, I've met the other people used to call in who don't call now. I've met them in person, so it helps. You know, it concretizes the relationship, and it helps you understand the person even much better. And so everybody should start booking their tickets for Dallas, and you know, in Dallas, it will just be more than radio. So I thank you guys, and I thank you for your time.
It will be a family reunion, and you know, this truly has become a family. Zambia Block Talk Radio, we've really become a family, and there are those family dynamics. You have cousins, brothers and sisters, you have uncles, you have that person who irritates you, but puts you in line. You come back and see, like Ntipa said, Ntipa corrected me, but you know what? She was right. Let me make this right. And just I had mentioned before, at the beginning of the program, one of our Zambia Block Talk Radio, let me say, family, he's in the background sometimes, and sometimes he calls in to share. And this is Mr. Daniel Chisewe. We had known that he was sick in January and things were looking dire. But through prayer, perseverance, he's doing so much better. The surgery that he had a week or two ago was very successful. And he's recovering so quickly. Even the doctors and nurses are amazed. Even for those of us, we are giving praise to God. If you're not even a believer, this is one of those things where, like, wow, there must be a higher being behind this. So we are encouraged, and I'm thanking everybody again, those who have been praying for him, those who've sent in donations, those who've checked in on the family. Thank you so much. We urge you to continue. Don't stop now. But he's on the road for recovery. Now, there's one person who has called in. I have not acknowledged them because I'm not sure who it is. Area code 919. Your
That's
mic is open.
You
I thought it was Dr. Patrick. I know. Dr. Patrick.
Good morning, good morning. I'm just sitting here bathing in the praise. It's boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's so wonderful to hear my brothers and sisters speak so glowingly of the accomplishments and worthiness of Zambia Block Talk Radio. Alan
now,
said all I could. Yes.
I was going to ask you a question, not to cut you short. How did you get yourself involved with Zambia Block Talk Radio? Were you there from year one? How did you get to hear about us and be involved?
It's a story of love. I met Roger Nathan in Las Vegas. There was a conference, and we met in Las Vegas, and
You met Nathan and Titus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to numerous African countries on the continent, and exchanged many presentations and gifts and love with many African brothers and sisters. For the first time ever, I met Zambians or African people from it's hard to put it together now. I'm just getting all worked up. But I met brothers and sisters from Zambia, in which these individuals had went in their own pocket and funded their travel from Zambia to the conference. They paid their own way, their own living expenses to Zambia. There was no assistance from USAID or a funding agency from the United States that almost 99% were responsible for traveling from African countries to the United States. This was an exception to the rule, and I felt so warm that the brothers and sisters from Zambia would do this. In addition to that, brothers and sisters from all over the country came in. Zambians flew in from all of the countries, came in to attend the Las Vegas conference. And as you mentioned, it was more of a family reunion. We didn't know each other when we arrived, but we knew each other when we left. And one additional thing, and I fell in love. I fell in love with my brothers and sisters from Zambia at that point. And one more thing I would like to add. If you're a federal employee of the Food and Drug Administration, you can live in Alaska. You can live in Baltimore and be working for the Food and Drug Administration. And wherever you go, if there is a Food and Drug Administration office in that city, in that town, in that state, let's be assured you can go and visit, and this person would assist you if you needed assistance. That's how the Food and Drug and family are. And what my brother said, when he was talking to Roger, he said if his son got in trouble, he knew that Roger would be able to help. And I smiled because that's the same feeling that I've had for the Food and Drug Administration, and I have for the Zambian family, the Zambian diaspora in Africa as well as in the United States. So I began with Zambia Block Talk Radio on year one, and I never left. It's a family. You can't leave your family. And that's how
amazing.
It is. And I'm just so wonderful that I can continue to talk to my brothers and sisters over the phone every Saturday. I look forward to it. It's like a dessert for me.
That's good. I'm glad to hear you even say that, because we all look forward to coming on the radio on Saturday. I know in the past we have tried to expand our listening ship. I mean, our broadcast, let me say this. Roger at some point had started a program on Sunday. I think it was Bridging the Gap, and the other one, I can't remember the title, so that we can... We had so much to talk about. Saturday from 9 to 12 was just not enough, you know. Even if you have a two-hour program, we feel like, we need more time. But schedules, working schedules were not allowing us to do that, or live calling was not possible on other days than Sunday. We do have special programs from time to time. You might hear Roger or Nathan will have a program on Tuesday or Wednesday. I've had a program during the week as well, just to you know, take advantage of what's going on, current affairs. So it's good to hear what everybody is saying. We have also in the past 10 years had female radio broadcasters. We've had Yareka, who was over the voices of Anakazi with her, I want to say her apprentice. I think her name was Walia, right? Roger.
Yes.
Yareka,
yes, yes.
And Walia. They were on voices of Anakazi. And at the time that I had joined, we had Mukuka Mayuka out of Australia. So she would stay up late until 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. just for her to present when it was 9 in the morning Eastern Time or 8 Central Time. So that was dedication. She was on that radio longer before I came there. And eventually she decided to, as Bianchi said, just do it. She moved back to Zambia to implement some of the things she was talking about on radio. I had a program called Business Sense with Ntei. Oh, he was my co-host. And then we also evolved to Ichalo Chesu, which did not last too long, where Twambo, Kapili Kisha, and I, we were co-hosting. Actually, Twambo took over from Mukuka, and then eventually both of us decided to get together. So for those who are listening and saying, okay, where are the women? We were there. We are still here in the background. It's just scheduling conflicts, family obligations that has not allowed us to be here consistently. So from time to time, I am allowed to say something on the radio. And before I forget, because time is quickly moving running out, I wanted to mention that next week, I would encourage all of us to call in and encourage other people to call in. At 9 o'clock, Nathan is going to be interviewing Mr. Harry Kalava. As we all know, he's the presidential candidate for 2021. So this is going to be a program you don't want to miss. You know, Nathan is a skilled journalist. We've all become skilled journalists in these past 10 years. So he knows how to bring out those tough questions, and, you know, a person will respond in a very respectful way. So please make sure that you call in next week for that. Roger, I know we have a roundtable discussion. Any you want to let us know what we'll be talking about in the next hour?
Yes. So we are facing a tragedy in Malawi. Let's start with Mozambique. It is big. There's a problem there, Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. If these three countries cannot be called home, I don't know what else you can call home. Zimbabwe and Malawi are landlocked. They were hit with a cyclone. We probably could have been hit. So our people, I just want to take us on a road to imagine, I think, what our friends in these areas, in these countries. We are a people who have nothing to begin with, and then when a natural disaster like this happens, we should be thinking, who is going to help these people if we do not step up in prayer, in support, in all sorts of support. They need water. They need shelter. Everything is gone. So that's what we are going to be talking about. I'm sure it's a two-hour discussion, so we have other things to touch on. We'll touch on the 10th anniversary as well in the second half. There's quite a bit. So stay tuned, please. Don't go away. Stay with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's important. I wanted to mention that, but I didn't want to take away from our reflection because I knew you were going to bring that up. I'm looking forward to that discussion. So, ladies and gentlemen who are listening in at the bottom of the hour when the time runs out, make sure you call back in or you tune in if you're listening online. You can go to our Facebook page, Zambia Block Talk Radio, and follow the link there if you continue to listen online. Great, great topics. So, yes, we are just beginning our journey reflecting in the last 10 years. This is not the last time we're going to do this. There'll be special programs coming up. We might play some old programs and just see how far back we've come from. There might be some things that we will look at. We'll also look at our planning. We'll have detailed discussions on how you can get out tickets to this convention, to this gala that we're going to have in September. So in the last, we have 8 minutes. I will go through everyone. Hopefully you can say something for 30 seconds to a minute, because you quite a lot of people on the line. Just something that you want to say, if you want to reflect back or if you want to look forward concerning Zambia Block Talk Radio. So I will go in the order of the way the numbers are listed. Piyanki, you have 30 seconds to a minute. Your conclusion for this program today?
Well, it's a good program where people can reflect over the past. And by viewing the past, you can sort of set your destiny for the future. But there has to be some goals set. There needs to be some ideas that's put on the table. People should come around those ideas, and they should make them come into fruition. That's what should be done from here forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Noel?
I just wanted to say thank you to the Block Talk Radio. It's been so informative for me. I've loved every single moment of it. I look forward to coming on the radio every Saturday. It's been a growing situation for me. I appreciate everyone who comes in and tunes in on the show and gives their ideas and love.
Okay, great. Thank you. Casey.
Yes, I would like all of us to continue in this spirit, and especially that we have a gathering in, is it September, in Dallas. Everybody should show up. No excuses, including you,
like
Roger.
Oh, don't worry about that.
And you people
who
lead us in this, we are always very, very appreciative, and we take note that you guys put in a lot. Thank you.
No, we appreciate that, my
Thank
brother. Without the people who join us every Saturday, I'm not sure where we could have gone as a team, but the support is just, I don't know how to explain it. If it was two people, Nathan and I meeting every Saturday, probably we could have given up by now. But because we know we have friends who wake up every morning who have that just a special commitment, I cannot even describe. So we make this thing alive together, and we are very, very appreciative.
Absolutely. Dr. Monsanje dropped before I can get to him. Alan. Alan.
Sorry, I had my
Hola.
Phone. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, my phone was on mute. Yeah.
Okay.
The ripple effect.
We can barely hear you. There's
so, oh,
okay,
sorry.
Go on.
Is this better?
A little bit better.
So, all right. So I was saying, you know, we keep up the good work. You know, some of the, there's a lot of ripple effects. Even if you don't see them all, they're there. We are provoked to think and do things. So it's very, very important. But then also, you know, keep looking forward. Keep evolving. Keep trying to figure out how to evolve. And I think the biggest challenge that Zema Block Talk Radio has is how to monetize the program. There's got to be a way, somehow, where it can be monetized, because as we all know, with money you can do so much more.
Absolutely,
I like that.
That's a great.
What I would say, Bobby, and I don't know if I bite my fingers, I bite my lips about that. Over 10 years, I think someone mentioned about how some of the discussion we have here can be very deep. One time we were talking about innovation, and I keep thinking, how innovative have we been in 10 years? Thank God, with the same standard of programming, we still have the people who are with us. But then I have asked the question as to how innovative have we been. In the area of connecting our radio to the radios back home, where a lot of these ideas could be implemented, the ideas we talk about. Last 10 years, that has alluded us, or is it eluded us? Maybe it is a challenge we should give ourselves before we do the 10th anniversary in September. Can we get connected just to one show? That could be a source of funding. We could find people who could sponsor our program.
Absolutely.
It is unfortunate.
We can schedule
Roger, that would be great, Roger. That would be great, because one of the importance would be we would be able to hear feedback from Zambians live. Because sometimes we could be
Absolutely.
Talking about the same subject. We in America, the way we look at it, they think we are from Jupiter. Are you guys even from Earth? Because they are in Zambia, and how they think about situations is different. So it would be interesting to have those diverse views, us from outside and them on the ground on the same program. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. And we have a challenge. Okay. So very quickly, I have two more people I need to get to, because in actually 60 seconds we are ending this program. So Titus, if you can say something in 30 seconds. I don't think you have a whole minute. Just 30 seconds, and then Dr. Patrick, and we conclude the show.
Okay, I will promise that I'll find the radio station in Zambia, and Dallas will air live with somebody, just like we did with Dr. Patrick. Remembers when we aired the Las Vegas live show, it was on Radio Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Eric is late, but I'll make sure we can check with somebody, and something should be live. No problem.
Well, we don't just want to air the Dallas, but we want that to be a permanent connection to a lot of our.
I will start with that. I don't want to promise anything I cannot do, but I can promise that the Dallas will be on, and with that, we can be a start to find who can do.
Fantastic. Guys, the time is running down. We can finish your complete thought, Titus, on the next program, Roger, if allows that. Dr. Patrick, you have 20 seconds. You have 10,
what,
5 seconds.
One love.
That's it. Thank you. With that, we will go ahead and end the program. Thank you so much for calling in. Remember to drop back in and call back on the next show. Have a good morning. Thank you for reflecting with us.
Someone else. I love this program.
So do I.